Hello and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earle and I'll be your speaker today. Today we're continuing our study on the Christian and his influence on the job. Last week we saw how work is noble and right. And this week we'll look at some things a Christian must practice to be a good example and be a good influence on the job. We see first the Christian must be honest. 1 Peter 2 and verse 12 says, "Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the days of visitation." 1 Peter 2 and verse 12. Honesty is not only the best policy, it is a basic principle. A Christian will manifest honesty on the job in the following ways. He will give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. He will always tell the truth. He will not be guilty of stealing. And so these are some examples of what the Christian will do to show honesty on the job. Next, we see the Christian must be fair, just, and considerate. Look at Titus 1 and verse 8. Here the writer says, "Hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled." Being fair, just, and considerate, the Christian on the job will always shoulder his share of the responsibility of the given job at hand. He will be willing to bear his share of the blame if and when anything goes wrong. And he will never take advantage of anyone, whether he be an equal or a novice, lacking skill, experience, and ability. And the Christian will never climb on and over others. He gets ahead, but is not by push and pull, it is by hard work and good production, and not by and through malicious depreciation of others. The Christian must be happy. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16 simply says, "Rejoice always." A church member who enjoys the thorns more than the roses, and who rather look at the mud hole than the stars, who is always sullen and sour, glum and gloomy, will have little influence for Christ. People are basically searching for happiness, and they certainly will not want whatever that individual just described has. The Christian must be loyal to his convictions. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13 says, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." The depth of one's conviction measures the breadth of his influence. We should dare to be Daniel, as we see in Daniel 6 verse 10. "The world has no respect for a compromising Pilate," Matthew 27:24. Men who move the world are men whom the world cannot move. Here are some occasions when the Christian will have to stand by his convictions. First, when invited or pressured to contribute to funds to which he is conscientiously and scripturally opposed. Second, when asked to take a chance on some item that is being raffled off. Such is gambling, and a Christian says no to all such things. Yes, even if the money is given to a good cause. The end does not justify the means. 1 Samuel 15, verses 1 through 23. Thirdly, when invited to participate in the annual Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve office or store party with their cocktails and such like, the Christian knows that participation in such would hide his lie. Matthew 5, verse 16. Furthermore, he knows that wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20 and verse 1. And he knows that drunkenness, and there is no way to become drunk except by drinking, is condemned. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. As a result, the Christian again says emphatically no on such occasions. The Christian must possess a good knowledge of the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, the Bible says, Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. At various times while on the job, the Bible will be discussed, biblical questions will be asked, and it would certainly be wonderful if the Christian on the job was known as the walking Bible, and the men on the job could look to him for the scriptures and answers desired. With such obtaining, the Christian's influence will no doubt be far greater than it would be otherwise. The Christian must always keep himself and his temper under control. Ephesians 4 and verse 26 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. There will be words spoken, looks given, pressures exerted, and accidents occurring which could arouse a Christian's anger. On such occasion, a Christian must remember to control his temper, his actions, and his words. The ancients had a proverb, something like, "The gods will destroy, they first make mad." The best year-round thermometer is a warm heart and a cool head. This has been Exhortations. We thank you for listening. We want to remind you that beginning on January 4th, this podcast will we take on a new format of a daily podcast, Monday through Saturday, a mini podcast that won't be quite as long. We hope you'll tune in every day, Monday through Saturday, for the new editions of Exhortations. Thank you for listening.